Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hey everyone, welcome to Everyday Miracles, the show where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities. I'm Candace McClain and we're kicking the new year off with a blast today. I'm so excited about today's show. We are going to be speaking with Colette Baron-Reed, a powerful, talented, intuitive counselor who actually I had the opportunity to see in Vegas a few years back. And let me tell you, she was absolutely incredible. If you have not heard of her or have not seen her, you need to find out about this woman because she is so talented. She's so in tune with people's energy. And besides all of that, she's extremely down to earth. She's a lot of fun, and most of all, she is truly committed to helping people transform their lives. And today on the show, we're just trying to get a hold of Colette right now to bring her on the show, but today's show is going to be about her latest book, which is actually going to be released next week. Her book is called The Map, Finding the Magic and Meaning in the Story of Your Life. And in this book, Colette hands you the magic wand of your own awareness so that you can begin to perceive your life as a wonderful adventure and see yourself as a powerful map maker. And also later on in the show, for the very first time, we're going to open up the phone line so you can call in and connect with Colette. And I'll be giving out that number later on in the show. Also, if you have any general questions for Colette, you could also email me your question to miracles@candacemclain.com. But before I bring Colette out, some of you have been asking about the motivational weight loss through hypnosis program I offer. And I'm excited to announce that this year I'll be offering the program as a teleclass, which means you can connect with me from wherever you are and get to the bottom of your weight issue once and for all. Now, I developed this program based on what I did for myself. Last year, I lost over 50 pounds through hypnosis. So it's very transformational, this program, and I've been helping a lot of people to do this very same thing. But this hypnosis program really goes far beyond creating new habits or just giving you positive visualizations and suggestions. This program is about the emotional aspect of weight. So through this process, you'll discover why you're holding on to the weight. What is the emotion? What is the experience that that emotion is connected to from your past? So if you're interested in learning more about that, you can visit my website at www.candacemclain.com and get in touch with me via the contact form. And you can also sign up for my e-newsletter that will keep you up to date with this program and with everything else going on in 2011. So today we're going to talk to Colette Baron-Reed, and let me tell you a little bit about Colette. Colette Baron-Reed is an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and best-selling Hay House author who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, their potential, and their purpose. She's a very powerful motivational speaker, a charismatic broadcast personality, an acclaimed performer, storyteller, and recording artist. She makes beautiful meditation CDs, which I think you can take a listen to them on her site as well. Now, Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is awake and authentic. and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. Now, her first book, Remembering the Future, The Path to Recovering Intuition, practically became an instant bestseller, as well as her second book, which was called Messages from Spirit, The Extraordinary Power of Oracles, Omens, and Signs. Her latest book, which comes out next week, is called The Map, Finding the Magic and Meaning in the Story of Your Life. Colette helps individuals understand where they are, how they got where they are, where they're heading, and how to live life to its fullest potential and meaningful purpose. And this book truly shows you the process to do just that. Now, I just got notification here that Colette is not going to be able to come on the show today. Just last minute notification that she can't make it. So, let me see here. So, today we are going to instead focus on that weight loss program that I was talking about already. And as it turns out, Colette Baron-Reed does some work with weight loss with people as well. I believe she has a new program that recently came out around Christmas time. Now, the thing for me, I think, was it all started when I went and did a presentation at a gym locally. And to tell you the truth, I was overweight, but they had asked me to come in and do this talk about weight loss. And I went and did it, but of course I felt kind of uncomfortable because, well, I was overweight. Now, I'm so lucky that no one mentioned anything, but for me, you know, it was kind of embarrassing. So I went and did the presentation, which went really well. But I realized through that I needed to start working on myself. So today we're going to take some calls from people who are struggling with weight issues. And I'm very sorry that Colette couldn't make it today on the show. She will be back another time, but we will be taking your calls today about weight loss, your struggles, your goals for 2011. And like I said before, this is about working on the emotional and working on the habits themselves. Because if I were to work with people from this place of, let's just give you positive suggestions. Let's just give you positive visualizations to hold on to. That might work for a little while, okay? But it will not work over the long run. And let me tell you why. Because we have triggers inside of us, okay? So things from our past, usually from childhood, that cause us to reach for that food, okay, that cause us to lack motivation. And I had to uncover those things about myself as well. And one of the first things I do with people is I teach them how to determine whether they are actually physically hungry or whether they are psychologically hungry. I mean, just think about that for a moment. How many times have you gone to the fridge and just opened up the door and looked at everything in there, just stood there not knowing what to eat because you weren't really hungry? The truth of the matter is you were psychologically hungry or you were bored. And we've all done that. It's, you know, common among all of us to do that kind of thing. In fact, Colette Baron-Reed herself suffered from bulimia, I think, when she was quite young, around 14 years old. So there are all kinds of eating issues. I help people lose weight. I help people get to the source of what is troubling them with their weight, whether they're bulimic, whether they're anorexic, or whether they have weight that they need to lose. So we're going to go to a quick break right now. Again, I'm Candace McLean. You're listening to Everyday Miracles, and we will be back shortly. Thank you.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
ReserveVage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including ReserveVage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from ReserveVage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. ReserveVage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at ReserveVage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit ReserveVage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm your host, Candace McLean. And if you're just tuning in, you were probably expecting Colette Baron-Reed to be on the show today, as she was supposed to be. But as it turns out, something came up and she was unable to make the show. So that's all right. We're still going to go forward with this show today. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk about changing our minds, changing our views about our life to help us grow in this new year. And what people come to me the most about is losing weight. It's just a reality. Now, as I mentioned in the first segment, I lost weight through hypnosis last year. I lost over 50 pounds. And as it turns out, I didn't step foot in a gym. Now, not that I'm saying don't exercise, because it's really important that you do and it's good for you, but I didn't. It's just the way my schedule is working, so I couldn't really fit it in, but that's something in the new year that I would like to fit in. But let's talk about the beliefs that we have, because we really do hold ourselves back from losing weight. Often that fat that has developed is there as a protective barrier of sorts. And I really want to get into talking about the theory of how the mind works. And, you know, this isn't just the case for weight loss, but for any of the negative beliefs we might hold about ourselves. Our mind is made up of different levels. There's the conscious mind, which most of us know about. You know, we're conscious in this moment. We're having a conversation. We're awake. We're aware. And the conscious mind is actually very logical and very analytical. This is where your short-term memory is stored. And this is where willpower is in the conscious mind. And this is why willpower doesn't work to lose weight or to do anything else, because willpower is short term. It doesn't matter how much willpower you have as a person. That will not cause you to lose weight or to create anything else long term in your life. The interesting thing about the conscious mind is when information initially comes in, okay, say you have a conversation with someone, or as right now you're listening to me and I'm giving you information. This information is only going to bounce around that conscious mind of yours for about an hour and a half. And at that point, it transitions into another deeper part of our mind, which is actually called the critical faculty of mind. And it's important to understand this critical area because it really is the gatekeeper between our conscious and subconscious mind. And this critical area, in fact, is half made up of conscious mind and half made up of subconscious mind. And again, it's very logical, very analytical, but it's a gatekeeper in terms of it takes any new information from our conscious mind and decides if this information should go down to our subconscious or if we should just let go of the information. So when this information comes in and it goes through the critical, let's say something like, someone tells you, you look fat. Okay, let's use that as an example. Someone tells you, you look fat. And I mean, you don't like to hear that. This information now goes through the critical faculty of mind. And it does a check with your subconscious mind to see if you believe that about yourself. So, it does a check. And in the subconscious will go back and say, did I ever receive that message before? Did I receive that message when I was a child? Did mom say it? Did dad say it? Did the neighbor say it? Did the teacher say it? Did your best friend say it? Did your first boyfriend or girlfriend say it? It will go back and do a check. And you don't even have to be aware of this check going on, but nonetheless, it does this check anyway. And if you did receive those kinds of messages as a child, and it doesn't mean you had to hear it all the time, but if you heard it enough, then it's got substance to it, right? So this new comment that someone said to you, that you look fat, you need to lose weight, whatever it is, this check happens and says, ah, I was told this before, so this is true. And within 24 hours, that new piece of information, that new comment that someone made will go down into the subconscious mind and further support that belief about yourself. Now, that can be a scary thing because if you hear something enough times, it gives it more and more power in the subconscious mind. Now, let's say, for example, that you heard this comment from someone. They said you look fat. You look overweight. And your your critical faculty of mind does this check with the subconscious. But let's say that you never received that messaging before. So nobody ever said that to you before. And so you don't really believe that about yourself at a deeper level because you were never told that. So then what happens to that information? What happens to that comment? Well, the subconscious mind says, oh, we've never heard that before. That information's new to me. It doesn't belong here. There's nothing that suggests that here. So at that point, that message that you received gets bounced back to that critical faculty of mind. And within 24 hours, that comment that whoever made will just be vented out at night while you sleep. It won't become part of your mind. It won't become part of your subconscious. It won't become a belief to you. Now, this can work in the positive and it can work in the negative. And this was something I had to look at too. I had to look at messaging from when I was a child and things I heard and things I experienced. This is part of the process. You know, there's no easy way to do this because our subconscious mind, it holds all of our emotional memories. All of our beliefs, values, our morals, our ethics, it holds our long-term memory. It holds all our habits and programs, whether they're good, whether they're bad, it doesn't matter. It holds all of them. And then in addition to that, our imagination is housed in that subconscious mind and our creativity, even our intuition. And so when you start working at this subconscious level for anything, it is powerful. I have done workshops with people where we have increased intuition. And you wouldn't believe the things that happen and that they know about each other after doing an exercise like that. So getting down to the subconscious is a very powerful thing that you can do. Now, so let's say that someone said a really good comment to you. So let's say someone said that you are so beautiful. And again, this critical faculty of mind of yours will do that check with the subconscious and say, is this true? Do I believe this? Okay. Now, if you had always received negative feedback as a child, or not even always, but enough of a message, that means this new message, this new compliment that someone paid you will not really take effect, will not be moved down into that subconscious area of your mind because there's no other existing belief there that supports that. So again, within 24 hours when you go to sleep, what's going to happen? That compliment is just going to get thrown right out of your mind. So what do we do about all this? What can we do about all this? We have to work with that subconscious mind. And why does everything come up from when we are children, generally speaking? Because that critical faculty of mind is not developed. It doesn't start to develop until we're maybe about 5 or 6 years old. And it's not fully developed until we're in our mid-20s. So you can see why when this happens, when you receive that negative modeling or whatever as a child, some negative comments, how they might stick. Because we don't have the ability at that age to question what anyone says to us. Whether they say something good or bad or otherwise, we accept it because we don't know different. But then when we start to get around 5 or 6 years old, suddenly we do start to question. Suddenly we start to think about, oh, I don't know if I believe that. And that check goes in with our subconscious mind. So when I work with people, most of the time we are going back to the past, back to when they are 5 or 6 years old, to find out where those beliefs came from so we can now look at them from a new adult perspective. Now, we're just going to go to a quick break. You are listening to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McClain. When we come back, what are your weight loss goals? I'd love to hear from you, and I'll be giving out that number in the next segment. Stay tuned.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Candace McClain, and you are listening to Everyday Miracles. We were supposed to have Colette Baron-Reed on the show today, but she is going to come back another time. So I will let you all know when she can come back on next time. But we're having a great talk today about something that's really been on my mind. I've really wanted to discuss the weight loss, especially in light of me doing this new teleclass. Now, if you're interested in joining this teleclass, it'll be starting probably next month. And this is all about learning why you have the weight problem that you do, how you can release that. We will go over different techniques. You will learn self-hypnosis in this program. It's really beneficial on all levels. It's a program that will really open your eyes to your weight issues. And believe me, you can get past this. Most people right now do have weight issues. And why? It's because we are so busy. We just don't have the time, or we don't make the time anymore to take care of ourselves. And so this becomes a part of it too. Starting to honor yourself and becoming ready to schedule in time for yourself. Schedule the time for you to make a difference in your own life, because I call this weight loss program really like a life makeover program. That's what it is. And this goes beyond habits, okay? Some of the beliefs out there about habits are that it takes 21 days to make or break. And that's not what current research is saying. Current research is saying it takes 90 days to make or break a habit. Now, earlier on in the show, we were talking about the theory of the mind. And by the way, if you would like to call in and ask a question, you can. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. And otherwise, you can also, if you prefer, send me an email. Okay, my email address is miracles@candacemclain.com. miracles@candacemclain.com. And I'd be happy to answer your questions on the air. Getting back to the theory of the mind. Okay, so this is how our conscious mind works with our subconscious mind. And one of the things I find most fascinating, and most people don't realize this, believe it or not, we are operating at least 95% subconsciously. So that means all these things that we're doing and how we react to things, we think that we're consciously creating that, but many times it's not the case. We actually have triggers. Okay, triggers from the subconscious mind. And this has a lot to do, again, with the messages we heard when we were children, when we were growing up. As I mentioned, that critical area of the mind is not fully developed until we're in our mid-20s. So I always tell moms and dads, that's the reason that you're having the difficulty you are with your teenager. You know, that area just isn't fully developed for them yet. They can't be so logical and analytical in their choices. But when I said we have that, you know, that message that the gatekeeper, the critical faculty of mind, either sends or doesn't send to our subconscious, the thing is, if the belief is not supported in the subconscious, that new statement, that message we received, you're beautiful, you're ugly, you're fat, whatever it is, that now stays in that critical area and for 24 hours, and then it gets vented out, hopefully. Now, I say hopefully because in order for that to get vented out, we need to have gone to sleep. And not just a light little nap, we need to have a very deep, profound sleep. We need to hit that delta level. You've heard about delta. And so typically it's in the last third of our sleep that we hit that delta phase. Okay? And that's generally when we do a lot of dreaming as well. So when we're clearing our minds of things, it tends to come out as dreams. And when I work with people through hypnosis, one of the first things I'll find about them is they start dreaming like crazy, having tons of dreams. And it just tells me that everything's working. Okay, so that mismatched belief there, that one that didn't go down to the subconscious, now when you hit that delta level of sleep, that message gets vented out during your sleep, during delta. Whether it was good, bad, or otherwise makes absolutely no difference. But can you see that there might be an issue if you don't get sleep? Now, this is probably more of a widespread problem, as far as I'm concerned, than anything else, than weight even. People in America are not getting enough sleep. And I'm not talking about the quantity of sleep. I'm not talking about how many hours of sleep. I'm talking about quality, the quality of your sleep, and that you hit that delta stage. Because if you don't hit that stage and you have I mean, think about it. In a typical day, we are bombarded by messages, aren't we? Conversations you have, you go to work, you've got all these things on your mind that you have to get done at work. What else? Family issues. Maybe you were watching TV. Maybe you were watching the news. Maybe you read the newspaper. Maybe you read a book. You've got all this information floating around your mind, which is floating in that critical area. Now, if you don't get a good sleep, that information stays there. And then the next day, again, same thing, more information coming in. Every bit of advertising that you see or hear bombards you. And that actually goes into your mind, whether you're aware of it or not. Marketers are very, very smart in how they do it. So you're bombarded, and pretty soon this critical area of yours becomes overloaded, completely overloaded with information. And you're not getting sleep. So you're not venting it out. It just builds more and more. So what happens? Something eventually happens with this, doesn't it? What happens is one of two things. You're either going to go into fight or flight. Now, fight is anxiety. So you'll have increased anxiety during that time. Or the opposite is you'll go into flight, and flight is depression. You can't deal with all of the information, so you just shut down. So when I work with people on, it could be weight loss, it could be anxiety, it doesn't really matter what it is, but when I work with them, one of the main things we work on first is for them to get a good sleep, because they need to vent this information out. It's information overload that we have. That information needs to go out. It needs to be vented. And so if there's two ways to do it. The one is the sleep, the delta sleep, but the other way is through hypnosis. So in hypnosis, and people get concerned about the idea of hypnosis and, well, what is it anyway? And I've certainly had some fantastic guests on the show who've talked about what hypnosis is. But what I like to tell people is it's just a focused concentration. You don't do anything embarrassing. It's a natural state of being. For example, when you watch a movie, okay, something like, you know, Avatar, something that just brings you into the movie. It feels so real to you. You're so involved in it. And someone in your household or whatever could be talking or saying something, and you're vaguely aware of them, but you're so involved in the movie. That is hypnosis. That is hypnosis. So in that state, you're even awake, but you are technically in a trance state. Not a very deep one, but you're in it nonetheless. Same with if you read a great book. So, if you want to lose weight, you need to go down to that level, that subconscious level, to find out what's holding you back. And I do a form of therapy, and I've talked about it on the show before. It's called regression. Actually, there's two interactive therapies I use, regression and parts therapy. And so these go beyond typical what you're used to seeing with hypnosis. You know, it goes beyond me just saying a whole bunch of good things to you to make you feel good. This is all about going back and discovering those beliefs or values or some of those messages we heard as a child. And when we can go back and look at those from an adult perspective, we can actually release them. And when we do that, that weight practically melts off us. Now, in the next segment of the show, I would like to take you through a visualization to get you started in 2011 on the right foot to lose that weight. I'm going to go over something with you that discusses, that determines, helps you determine at a time whether you are physically hungry or psychologically hungry. And it's a powerful, powerful visualization that we're going to do together. I'm Candace McClain. You are listening to Everyday Miracles, having a great time here talking about weight loss in 2011. I will be back in the next segment and we'll do that visualization. Stay tuned.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm Candace McClain, host of Everyday Miracles, and today we are talking about losing weight in 2011. And I want to give you just some goal criteria here that you can work with so you can start taking action to creating this in your life. So there's five criteria that your goal has to meet. And the way I remember it is it's sort of an acronym and it spells SMART. So the S stands for specific. Okay? So you need to be specific about what it is you want to achieve. Don't be loosey-goosey about it. Where do you want to see yourself? Be specific about how much weight you want to lose, how you want to look. Be specific. Next, M. M stands for measurable. So there has to be a way to measure it, obviously. So there's got to be a point A and a point B. So what's point A? How much do you weigh now? What are your measurements now? And what is point B for you? What would point B look like for you? Okay. Next, A. Is it attainable? Do you believe that you can actually create that in your life? Do you believe that that goal is attainable to reach that specific weight or those measurements? You have to believe it. It needs to be a realistic goal for you. Because if you make it too difficult to attain, you'll never pull it off, okay? Now, you can always change your mind about that goal later. Once you reach that goal, you can always create a new goal. But start little by little. But again, still choose a weight that is interesting to you. Oh, it would be a real challenge. It would be interesting to get to that weight, okay? Now, R stands for risky. So, again, is it motivating enough to get you there? You know, is the weight only 5 pounds away from where you are right now? That's not very exciting. So, but 50 pounds would be too much. So don't set yourself up for failure. And T stands for time frame, because goals need to fall within a certain time frame. Otherwise, they won't be achieved and they won't even likely ever get started. So putting the goal into a time frame will help you to stay on track towards achieving that goal. Now, I want to do a visualization with you right now. Now, if you are driving a vehicle, then certainly don't close your eyes. But everyone else can close their eyes. And we're going to do something pretty powerful here that's going to get you on the road to understanding your current need for food, okay? It's something that you are going to begin to work with immediately, right after this show. This is something you can incorporate into your daily life, and this has become a part of my life, and I do this with every client who walks through my door. Okay, so just closing your eyes, taking some nice, deep cleansing breaths now. Good. Clearing away all the thoughts, worries, letting yourself relax right down. Good. And just imagine that you can relax every muscle of your body, relaxing your eyes down, and all the tiny little muscles in and around those eyes. Feel those cheek muscles and your jaw just melting down into wonderful comfort. Feel it moving down your neck now, relaxing, releasing as it goes along right through to your chest. Feel that relaxation like a beautiful wave rippling down through your stomach, bringing that relaxation with it, and down through your legs, inching its way down those thighs to your knees, relaxing the muscles down your shins, to your ankles, to your feet, even to all of your toes. And let that relaxation begin to move up the backs of your legs now, even moving up your back and down your arms. Feel how good that feels just to relax in this moment. Good. Just letting yourself sink right down, sinking yourself right down into the relaxation, becoming more and more relaxed. It's that simple. Feels so good to just let go. Good. Now, it's likely that at times in your past, you've eaten at times when you weren't physically hungry. So instead, you were psychologically hungry, meaning that you've learned a response to certain emotions. And by habit, you fulfilled whatever was unconsciously missing with food. Now, the classic case of this is what I mentioned earlier to you, being at the refrigerator, standing there with that door wide open, wondering what you should eat. You weren't really hungry. You were just bored. So it may have become a habit to eat when you felt bored or during other times when you weren't really hungry. But you desire something different now. You desire to become really healthy. Not only physically healthy, but also emotionally and mentally healthy as well. You now want to replace these old habits with the new positive healthy habits that I'm going to be sharing with you in the next few moments here. We're going to teach your subconscious mind how to let you know when your hunger is real or if there's some other need it's trying to satisfy. So let's take a little tour inside your brain. I want you to imagine the inside of your head right now. And I want you to take notice that way deep inside there is a control room. And so as you start moving towards that control room, your curiosity just begins to take over. And when you enter that room, you notice a room that is filled with the most magnificent technology that you have ever seen. I mean, you're amazed to notice things here you've never even thought about before. There are temperature gauges that cause your body to heat up or cool down. There's even a dial that controls the speed of your heartbeat. And there's a little switch that turns on and can control your sweat glands. So you're amazed when you realize all the things that go on in this little secret room that you weren't aware of. But right now, I'd like you to locate a particular area in this control room called your hunger scale. Did you find it yet? This is a scale that gauges your actual physical hunger that you feel in your body, and it's numbered 1 to 10. So on your hunger scale, I want you to notice that the number 1 position is starving, and the number 10 position is totally stuffed. Now, I want you to recall a time when you felt you were at a number 1, starving. And just get in touch with how that feels for a moment. Sort of a sense of desperation. So hungry, just starving. Get in touch with that feeling. Good. Now I want you to recall a time when you felt you were at a number 10, totally stuffed, and just get in touch with how that feels. Maybe you experienced that feeling over the holidays, eating too much turkey, feeling so full you felt lethargic and tired, your pants didn't fit right. So get in touch with how that feels, and then go ahead and let that go. So now that you've experienced both ends of that spectrum, let that be the last time you ever feel starving or stuffed, because there is a point between 1 and 10 when you will begin to eat. So I want you to move to a 3 on your hunger scale and just notice that feeling. Notice how a 3 feels for you, and anytime you feel yourself at a 3, you will begin to eat. You will eat slowly, and you will keep in touch with and be aware of your body's physical need for food the entire time while eating. And you'll find you receive more enjoyment and fulfillment during this controlled time of eating. Now I want you to move to a 7 on your hunger scale, and notice the way a 7 feels. Here you'll feel completely satisfied and very content to stop eating. So now I want you to imagine yourself at a point in time when you're hungry. And during this week, you're going to create this habit of detecting your hunger level. So whenever you think about eating from this point forward, I want you to ask yourself the simple question, how hungry am I? And this question is going to immediately call up that hunger scale within your control room, and you will either see an answer, feel an answer, or hear an answer coming from within. And it'll only take a few seconds. So once again, anytime you think about eating, you ask yourself, how hungry am I? And you only eat if you're at or below a 3. And when you eat slowly, enjoying every morsel of food, and you will stop at a 7. You will just want to stop there. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll be aware again, back in your room or wherever you are. 1, starting to emerge. 2, feeling good physically. 3, feeling very alive. 4 and 5, back again. And wasn't that a wonderful visualization? But we've reached the end of the show, and I just wanted to thank you for tuning in today. Next week we will have Crystal Andrus joining us on the show. You don't want to miss that, and she knows a lot about weight loss as well. So thank you for tuning in to another Everyday Miracles. We'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.